Here with your MarketLine Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Markets firmer on Tuesday after Monday's drop. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Schellady.
Today was the USDA report day, and USDA report, we usually get something to talk about, and we did. It wasn't earth-shattering, but I would say this, as we increased, basically for soybeans, slight negative, increased worldwide supplies. And then lastly, we know that the managed money, or those funds, are short at least 100,000 contracts. That's why I think you've seen this contract trade as strong as it has as of late, because of the funds being short, and we've been able to shake off this negative news. And that's been something that's going to kind of be more and more important as we get into the season here, is how these contracts and products react to some of that fundamental stuff.
Chicago May wheat futures closed up 3.5 to 522 and a quarter. May corn closed up 4.5 to 377 and a half. Portland prices unchanged. Soft white wheat of ordinary protein still at $6, and club wheat of ordinary protein still $6 to $7.75. Dark northern spring wheat prices were down a couple cents, ranging from $6.53 and three quarters to $6.88 and three quarters for 14% protein. Live cattle swung back after Monday's losses to close up $2.60 to $105.45. Feeder cattle up sharply as well, up $2.40 to $127.95. Class 3 milk yesterday up just 4 cents to $15.85. With the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Tim Hammerich.